Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The school year is starting to wind down, and a lot of activities are starting to wind down as well, including FFA. And Rock Ridge has had a good FFA year with various competitions. Just a couple of weeks ago, they won the Section 4 FFA Livestock Judging Contest. And we want to get some reaction to Brittany Olson, who's a member of that team. First up, congratulations. And I know this is pretty impressive because this part of the state, Brittany, there are some very good livestock judging teams, and the Rockets in Section 4, when it was all said and done, you win that thing. So first up, congratulations, and kind of your reaction to that.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm not one to win many things, and just to be able to win the section contest was, you know, I was lucky enough to win it and just a real blessing. And ironically enough, my freshman year, when I was on the novice team there, I ended up getting first as well. So it was pretty cool to kind of round off my senior year to get first as well in the same contest. So.
Well, and then just the other thing, you know, the level of talent in livestock judging in this part of the state with the various FFA chapters, there are some good teams and there are some good individuals. So what about that? I mean, you're competing against the best of the best in this part of the state, I think.
Yeah, yep. You know, every contest is different. You know, you just kind of go in there with a mindset of what you're going to be judging, and every contest is different. They have different animals, obviously, and you just kind of have to go in there just prepared to judge your best. And, you know, at section contest, I was just lucky enough to do pretty good. So,
well, and then as far as the team goes, I know this is kind of the busy time of the year where stuff is starting to wind down. I know after the Section 4 competition, you go to the state level, and I think you went to an Illinois Central College competition as well. So what about kind of wrapping up the season?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a bittersweet moment because I've done this all 4 years of high school. You know, I love it so much, and I tried my best to go on to college and be on a livestock judging team, but unfortunately that didn't work out. So like I said, it is kind of a bittersweet moment, and just being able to be with the team at every contest is just a pleasure, and it's just so much fun, and like I said, a bittersweet moment. So.
And what about the proud tradition with Rock Ridge FFA and the Rock Ridge Ag program? I know when I've talked to a lot of kids before and alumni, there's some great pride with the Ag program, isn't there?
Yes, yes. You know, I'm in a lot of activities out here, and so is everybody else. And Esker, the livestock judging team, has really carried on a tradition, and just so happy to be a part of it.
All right, tell us about your summer, because I know you told me off the air, I think a career of 10 years now of showing livestock on the summer fair circuit. So what about getting ready for that here probably in June and pushing through August?
Yes, this year I am going to be showing 2 simmental heifers, and I usually always show at Rock Island County Fair since this will be my last year showing, unfortunately. I'm going to try to hit Mercer County and also hopefully Mississippi Valley Fair, but I kind of have to talk mom and dad into that too. But just getting ready for fairs all summer and working at Fairway as well and just doing my best to enjoy my last summer before college.
Yeah, and I know you told me that you're headed to Kirkwood next year. A little bit about your family farm operation. I know you said your dad a corn and bean farmer, but you're involved in the livestock operation. A little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, like I said before, we own over 200 head of commercial Angus cattle, and, you know, I help Dad with that, and I help Dad with the corn and beans as well, kind of getting in the midst of it, kind of calving season's coming over right now, and then we're getting into planting season. So just I do my best to help Dad around the farm as best as I can, while working with my show calves as well.
All right, and just now, before we wrap up here, your college decision, a little bit about what you're doing going on to Kirkwood, and just tell us how that decision came about.
Yeah, well, last year, as part of an FFA field trip, we went out to Kirkwood and we visited it. And as soon as I stepped on campus, I just fell in love with it. I mean, it just feels like home. It's the number one ag school for junior college. I mean, and you can really tell that because, I mean, the ag portion is the biggest portion of that college. There's, you know, there's beef cattle out there. You can work with swine. There used to be horses out there. Unfortunately, there's not anymore. but it just feels like home so much and just such a pleasure to be able to go there. And then I'm going to be doing an ag transfer program at Kirkwood and then transferring to Iowa State University to major in animal science.
Well, sounds like you got a plan. And how important has FFA been to you educationally and then career development-wise? I know it's a big part of all this, and I think you'll finish up your senior year as the secretary of the Rock Ridge FFA chapter. So what about your time with Rock Ridge FFA? What has that meant to you educationally and, as I mentioned, your career development as well?
Yeah, you know, as being part of the amazing organization that Rock Ridge FFA is, you know, I have really shaped me into the person I am today, kind of helped me come out of my shell, and just, you know, I have been able to go to so many national conventions and state conventions and meet so many people that has really helped with my social skills, my, you know, any leadership skills, whatever, and being an officer has truly helped me and will help me when I get a job in the future. It has helped me to go on at Kirkwood and major in an ag program. You know, just it's a sad, bittersweet moment that it's come to an end, but it has done so much for me over these past 4 years, and just an honor to be a part of Rock Ridge FFA.
All right, and the Rockets and the Rock Ridge FFA team, they win the Section 4 FFA Livestock Judging Contest late last month, finished fourth at the state competition as a team. Brittany Olson, nice going, and good luck at college.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.